We move on now to our regular chat with Randy Cohen, the New York Times Magazine ethicist. Randy keeps a roof over his head by answering your questions on ethics. This week, we hear from listener Paul Nair, who has a question about his own livelihood. And we have both of them on the line with us now. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Jennifer.
And hi, Paul.
Hello.
So tell us about your dilemma.
I work for a provider of e-commerce and web hosting solutions. And recently, the company offered its services to a client who deemed the services too expensive and declined. Now, as a pastime of mine, I have access to the same resources and the same abilities to provide that service personally to the client. So I was wondering, would it be unethical of me to now go to the client and offer my own services at a discount rate, knowing that they wouldn't go for the more expensive rate? The whole thing sort of reminds me of insider trading and minimum security prisons and kind of freaks me out. But I wanted to make sure ahead of time that I wouldn't be doing sort of a tasteless business move that would taint my future career.
So have you made an overture to that client yet, or you're waiting to hear
from
Randy?
Sort of waiting in the shadows for advice.
Randy?
Well, all I can say is that Martha Stewart's jail cell is now available. I think you're right to sense the built-in conflict of interest here, that the temptation, I believe, is too great for you to drive away clients from your employer, even if you unconsciously skew it, by saying, I don't know, without even thinking, things like, you know, let me quote you a price, stupid, that kind of thing, that you don't want your interests to clash with those of your employer. So I think in some cases this is dealt with by employers demanding that that you not compete directly with them. There are no non-compete contracts in some jobs, or that you not vie with him for clients you meet through the job. Your employer can reasonably demand that you do your best work for him without having it in your interest that a client walk away. So I suppose the best solution is just to clarify this with your boss. You know, that's the other factor. There's something unseemly about you're going behind your boss's back and lurking in the shadows, as you described. That's usually the shadow component kind of is inversely proportional to the ethical component. The more shadowy it is, the greater the likelihood that you're doing something unethical.
What do you think you're going to do?
I'm going to step out of the shadows and into the shining path and have a sit down with my boss and see how he feels. But I feel much more reassured now, knowing that I'm not entirely in the wrong here.
You're not worried about what your boss might say?
Well, I think my boss is pretty reasonable, and he would understand that I'm following in his spirit of a competitive business, and he would be proud of my wanting to compete and learn from the experience. So.
I'd be willing to bet you big cash money, like 25 cents or 50 cents, that while he may endorse the whole competitive zeal that you would show, he might not want you doing it competing with him while you're on his payroll. And I don't think he'd be unreasonable to demand that you be inhibited in this way. We should also say that there's limits to what restraints he can put on you. It isn't that he gets to rule. There's some things you could do in your free time that he has no right to restrict. Like if you wanted to go into, I don't know, water ballet, you practiced in your own pool and your own free time that in no way conflicted with your work for your boss. No problem, you know, as long as you're not, I guess, practicing your routines at the office. But if you're proposing to be competing with him for clients that you meet through him at your job, I think he has a right to restrict you.
Sounds like there's pretty much only good can arise from this, as long as I keep it sort of out in the open and all parties are informed.
I think that's the key here, is transparency, is not sneaking around behind your boss's back. And I benefit from this, too, because I assume I'm in for some kind of commission.
Oh yeah, you're probably getting 75% of this.
That's a wonderful country.
You say good can come from this, but Mr. Nair, you're not worried that you may lose trust with your boss if you do bring it up?
I'm only 23. I've been in this particular profession less than 7 months. I think maybe I'm being naive to the point of danger, but I feel he would be sort of impressed by this sort of sharky business sense that I've honed, and I don't think he would really view me as competition.
Well, also, unlike Jennifer, who lives in this dark and cynical world, I think coming to your boss and being honest and saying, asking what the guidelines are, may you do this kind of thing, that should make him trust you more. Exactly. Shouldn't it, Jennifer, not less? Isn't honesty the thing your boss should admire?
I'm just not the gutsy business type there.
I don't know.
Oh, it's your years at Microsoft,
radio,
Jennifer.
But we treat each other with kindness here in New York. Yeah, but.
Paul Nair, thanks for joining us from your vacation in North Carolina.
Thanks, guys.
If you've got a question for the ethicist, drop us a line at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line and be sure to include a phone number where we can reach you. Randy, thanks again.
Thank you, Jennifer.